Good morning, Mick Chow, man. I'd rather a sort of interesting drive. Partly a bit of overexposure so you can sort of see you better in the car, but and the windscreens are actually fairly clean, but they've got a really fine smattering of dust on them. It's where the fog comes down and the little droplets sort of coalesce into tiny little pinpoints, and so all the dust that they touch coalesces into tiny little pinpoints. And when the windscreen dries off, you've got sort of like an orange peel effect of every little pore in the orange skin, you know, it's like a little spot of it's not a sort of microscopic, but it's pretty small, you know, orange skin of fucking dust spots, you know. Yeah, so that's sort of, you know, I think it's a real cunt to drive, you know, if you're, you know, driving into the rising sun in the morning, or, you know, driving into the fucking setting sun in the late afternoon. You know, it can be real hard to see through. So, when I get to where I'm going, I think I might give the windows a wipe. So, yeah, so it's kind of like it's not sort of what's happening, it's how you look at it. And you can look at some things from multiple angles, you know. And you can sort of add in some things and leave out other things and sort of change the way the picture looks, you know. And someone, I was doing an online Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, and they were talking about their mother, you know, and it was a real disaster area. And I was thinking about what was being said, and my mother is about, she's a borderline psychotic, total narcissist, you know, can't deal with much, and pretty much all of her interactions are about pressing people's buttons and manipulating them and causing fucking chaos wherever she goes, and I'll just see if this person's alright. We were pulled off the road. I remember that face. Can't remember much else about her, you know. Might be a good fuck though. But Yeah. Oh, I can't remember where I seen her. Oh. But, the irrigation ditch full of fucking... Yeah, full of water, and it's full of nasty little things that rapidly devour anything that falls in the water, you know? And, sort of like miniature piranha. And, cover yourself in something fucking distasteful. Keep them off your flesh. So my mother's specialty was fucking with people's head, fucking with people. And, you know, really fucking with their heads and riding them into the ground until they die. You know, she's a systematic head game playing, mind fuck game playing abuser. And, you know, if I think too hard about her, I think, yeah, the bitch would, you know, the world would benefit by someone... me or someone else going and shooting the cunt, just spraying her fucking brains, you know, across the front lawn type stuff, you know. She serves no other purpose than, you know, just to be a fucking malignant human being, just evil, you know. And well, I don't mean evil as in like I don't mean evil as in, how do you describe this sort of evil? And we will go up a gear. So I don't spend much time thinking about her, you know. I just rather not, you know what I mean? I just don't want to see this fucking bitch ever again as long as I live, you know what I mean? I'm happy with that, you know. But, you know, if someone she'd been interacting with, she'd been pressing all their buttons, and they fucking went, you know, they pulled out the nuclear option and fucking murdered her, I'd just say, well, it's in the natural course of events, you know. You fuck with the wrong people in the wrong ways and they come after you and kill you, well, so be it, you know. And, you know, if it would help the defendant's case, I'd go and testify that for them on their behalf, you know. So, you know, that's one aspect. The other aspect is that I am really fucking fortunate. That was so bad at my home that homes with the parents, being my biological father and my biological mother, that I'm extremely fortunate to have survived that house, those people, you know. You know, Oh man, that fucking bitch. You know. And anyway, so these are the facts. This is who I got as my, these are the people that I got as my parents. This is what they did, this is how they operated, this is what went on in their minds, and this is their backgrounds and fucking families of origin and all this other sort of shit, you know what I mean? One's completely fucking insane and a drunk, you know, and the other one's just sort of cruel and inhuman and you know, a binge drinker and just fucked in the head, you know what I mean? So, the other thing is, this is the positive aspect, is I had a thought that, it's not, when you give sort of a positive sort of, fuck, going into town and having a piss. I got a full container. I got 2.5 litres of water in the cabin, you know. And I might have a piss now rather than hanging on. Good. A video resume. I hope it works. But the other really sort of way to view it, say, is you got to acknowledge everything that went on, you know, in a realistic perspective. And, you know, but, you know, and to not get into that, oh, I wish it had been like this, I wish it had been like that, you know what I mean? It wasn't. That's what was there. That's what I got, you know what I mean? And I think with my own life, it's sort of like, I'm not happy with that deal. I think it was a fucking particularly shit deal, but this is what it was, you know? However, I can say that without these adverse experiences, I would never have developed into the person that I am today, and you know, and so you know, I'm glad that I was able to take those formative influences and turn the lemons into lemonade, you know, and rather than being sort of incoherently sort of outraged over the whole thing, rather than being, go past you dumb fucking bitch, and rather than being incoherently outraged over the whole fucking thing, drives like a fucking woman too. You know, I can look back and say, well, this is not to deny what really went on, but I can say, well, it wasn't a bad deal, you know what I mean? It's what I've done with it that becomes the important thing, you know? I mean, fuck me, you know, you can look at, geez, that was bad, you know, and, you know, but there's plenty of people who get it worse. There's plenty of people who get it fucking heaps better too, you know. They get sort of sane and grounded people as their parents, and they do a really good fucking job of it, and they come out of, these kids come out of those families pretty well adjusted, you know what I mean? They've got a good sense of who they are and how to live life. I came out of my one with no sort of ability to survive left, because they took everything from me, you know? They just stripped away everything, you know? And, but, you know, I was able to, I don't know how I survived, you know what I mean? And, yeah. But I'm able to have that sort of thing that I say, well, yeah, it wasn't a bad deal, you know what I mean? I'm glad that I was dealt the hand that I was dealt, that I got the parents that I had gotten, and I'm able to turn the lemons into lemonade, you know? You know, and I was talking to someone online about this, that, you know, if you're going to sort of, if you're going to sort of assess your parents, give an honest and fair assessment, you know? So to say that my mother is, say, 97-98% cunt, you know, is fairly realistic. And she's a full-on borderline psychotic, you know. They're just, that's the way they are, you know. And, so you can't say, oh, she's a really bad person. Yes, she is a really fucking bad person, but she's not bad because she is a nice person who is on the rags or something. She's a bad person because that's how fucking borderline psychotics operate, you know? They are nothing but fucking trouble, you know? You know, and, you know, so she can't be well adjusted, because she doesn't have well adjusted. It's not sort of hardwired into her fucking head, you know. Her mind and her life is off with the fucking fairies, you know, and being a poisonous cunt, you know. So that was the fucking thing there. The that was the revelation, you know. It wasn't a bad deal, you know. And I was able to, in the end, I was able to turn the lemons into lemonade. Come out of it a pretty fucking alright sort of a person, you know. It's, but I do have some regrets. Not regrets as in, oh, this or that or something or other else, but other guys who, when they're like, you know, 18, 20, 22, 24, they got jobs, they're getting married, they're starting to raise families, you know. And because they're grounded enough to be able to do that, they came from families where there was at least enough sort of sanity and enough stability to be able to do that sort of shit, where as the family I came from just stripped everything away from me as a person. And I was so fucking destroyed that there was no way, you know, that I could have fucking done it. I couldn't have fucking, you know, I couldn't have held down a job. I couldn't have fucking, you know, gotten married. I couldn't have raised a family, because I was just so fucking destroyed. It was just beyond me, you know. And so I wouldn't call them regrets, because you can't, you know, you can't sort of regret something that was physically sort of, not so much physically, but you can't regret something that was just basically impossible to bring into existence, you know? But you can say, well, I do feel sort of sad that it wasn't able to do that sort of stuff, and I wasn't able to live my life in a way that was really good and really healthy and really productive. To have been, you know, and to have been doing those sorts of things, you know. But this is how life goes, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people who come through a lot of situations with varying degrees of emotional health and sanity and, you know, well-being and all this other sort of stuff. And some of us can function in those environments. Some of us can function in all sorts of, that we all function in different ways and means and measures and abilities and capabilities and insights and all this sort of stuff. And some of that really includes, you know, being a person, and some of that, you know, a functional sort of a person, and some of that really includes not being able to do a lot of things, you know what I mean? So, you know, and I think these are important things to grieve the losses of what could have been, you know what I mean? I guess it's like a male version of losing a child, you know what I mean? When, like a young baby or something like that, to feel that sort of sadness and to feel that sort of regret and to feel that loss over what could have been, you know? I really sort of regret that, you know. So, yeah, and I think I'll leave that here for today. So you guys have a good life, make the most of the opportunities, and give it your best shot. Thank you.